This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got baseball talk, rodeo talk, even a little politics today. We're going to throw out soccer.
Good game for Derek.
It is.
It's a big day, and one of our guests will actually, I believe, be able to talk about playing soccer overseas. Scott Klebb is going to join us on the show today. Of course, he's a Senate hopeful, but we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. The Hastings boy, man, however you want to say, he's going to join us. Also from Hastings, the State High School Rodeo gets underway today. Boyd Mingry is expected to join us here in just a little bit as well, plus the College World Series. All right, Daddy, is anybody interested? It was the lead story on SportsCenter 2 minutes ago.
Well, finally, when it comes down to a deciding game, and I think the excitement last night, it looked like Georgia is going to blow the doors off of Fresno State, and all of a sudden the bats liven up, and it's the other Bulldogs who end up celebrating, and a great job by Fresno State. These guys will not quit. It's still truly one of the most unbelievable things that's ever happened in sports. If they would happen to win tonight, I would have to think that this team would rank with the Miracle on Ice. I'm talking the major, the Russians upsetting Americans in 70, you know, even with the bad calls in the Olympics. This is a team that had to win the WAC tournament to even get into this field of 64, people. This is a bizarre deal. This is an underdog of magnitude proportions that nobody's ever saw before.
They've been on the road for, it's going to be about a month and a half, ever since the NCAA tournament started. When was that? Wasn't Nebraska in it?
Yeah, it was the 5th of April.
Daddy, it's too long. It's too long.
Why are you angry?
I'm not angry.
I just seen it go on all summer.
I'm trying. Okay.
I'll do that.
Great idea. But tonight is the championship. Fresno State, Georgia. When Fresno looks like they could be down or take a bad beat, they come back even stronger. But again, just what kind of game are we going to see tonight, Daddy? We've got no pitching. You played so long. Everybody's tired. Oh, it's going to be a miracle if we do anything tonight. Then what's the point? Why play so long that tonight's game is going to be a shadow of what it should be?
You know, I think you've got to go to the coaches and say, what do you think about this format? And I think that it's their opinion that really matters. And I think David Pernow, who was a member, the coach of Georgia, who was a member of the 1990 national championship team, who had a chance and an opportunity to take home the trophy, to take home the national title last night. You know, him saying the venue is totally different, the attention is far greater, there are days off. There really aren't a lot of comparisons. The series format is the only way to do it. And if that's what he says, and he's one of the people participating, I value his opinion more than our opinion.
Who was that?
That's the coach of Georgia.
And he said what? Because obviously I'm just not paying attention.
The series format is the only way to do it. Period. It's got to come down to a best 2 out of 3. The only way to do that is the way they're doing it now.
+1 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk more about the College World Series, which you can hear again tonight right here on ESPN Radio as action gets underway at 5:45 and first pitch is set for approximately 6:10. As we said, there's been a busy month in Hastings, and it's going to kind of wrap up this weekend with the Nebraska State High School Rodeo, and they've been able to put this on at the Adams County Fairgrounds for the last handful of years. And joining us is co-chair over in Hastings, Boyd Mingery. Boyd, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Things get underway today. It's got to be an exciting time when the day and the events finally arrive.
Well, you know, it really is. We're very excited every year to host this event and keep having it come back to Hastings. And we got it kicked off this morning with we have a lot of contestants checking in and traveling across the state down here to Hastings as our destination for 3 days of rodeo starting tomorrow. But we did start off the rodeo itself today with the boys and girls cutting this morning at 10 o'clock.
Boyd, talk a little bit about the talent level that's there this year compared to the last year. Is there more talent, less talent, about the same? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I would say year in, year out that the talent's always at least the same part it was the year before. And I'm just every year, if you follow rodeo at all, to watch these Nebraska kids that grow up doing this now at the junior high level and into high school, and then as you watch them go on to compete at collegiate level, and then perhaps quite a few of them have the talent to go on and compete at the pro level, Nebraska is always at the top of the game when it comes to raising the next generation of cowboys and cowgirls.
And Boyd, talk about that a little bit, if you would. We have had, I think Stephen Dent is one kid that everybody can remember, and he's in the top 15 in the world and has made appearances trying to get back to the National Finals Rodeo. Some of these kids will go on to college, and the real good ones, they're going to get right in and just kind of continue this travel.
Yes, I think you'll definitely see that. Stephen's a perfect example of a recent participant here at the State High School Finals that has gone on to be you're right, he's actually leading the world right now in the bareback riding. I was just looking this morning and on the ESPN website through the Pro Rodeo link to the prorodeo.com that in the steer wrestling, which is an event that a lot of Nebraska Cowboys are very good at, of the top 50 in the world going down the road, I believe there's seven of them that are Nebraska natives.
Boyd, obviously, the talent you're talking about, who are the big names that people are going to want to come out and see this year?
Oh, I didn't make myself a short list before we started talking, but I think you're going to have, in the tie-down roping and the bulldogging, I think there's a lot of close races. I think the way the point systems are standing this year, that all the events are going to be kind of be all the way down to the wire to decide who our state champion is for the entire year. These kids have gone to upwards of 25 practice rodeos during the normal season and tried to fit that, you know, trying to remember that these are just high school kids. They've got sports and all the other extracurricular activities that these high schoolers are all involved in, and a lot of them helping their folks on the ranch and keeping part-time jobs, and then they fit in 24 or 25 practice rodeos and make time for the finals. But I think we're going to see some really good matchups here in the pole bending. The tie-down roping, and I think the steer wrestling is always a crowd favorite. Comes down to kind of the last steer running the chute.
Obviously, as we're talking with Boyd Mingery about the Nebraska High School Rodeo Association State Finals going on at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, there's a few different events that you won't see at a pro rodeo and a high school rodeo, but all these kids are here for one reason. They've competed all spring long, and now they're trying to qualify for the national finals, which will be in New Mexico next month. For the fans that don't know, tell them how these kids do move on to New Mexico.
Well, the format is that we have taken the top 30 contestants in each event, and if you count the Queen Contest that we host here also in conjunction with the finals, there's 12 events overall. 11 of them you'll see in the arena here in the next, starting tomorrow night. Or tomorrow morning. But out of the top 30, there is only room for four team members in each particular event to go on to the National High School Finals and represent Nebraska at the national level. So we've got, you know, 30 kids with a lot of points on the line here. The state finals have a lot of points built into them, so they need to come down here and have a good state finals. and probably place in the rounds down here in order to get on that team to go on down to New Mexico.
Boyd, how many performances and what times do they go this weekend?
Well, we've got two performances on Thursday and Friday. Those start at 9 a.m. We begin with pre-rodeo festivities about 8:30 with grand entries and introduction of classes and things like that. In the evening, we get going at 7 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then we finalize everything with the public television short round, that we call it, because that will be public television's in to tape that for us. And so we'll start the final rodeo on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. So we sure encourage everyone to come out and take in the rodeo. And I will emphasize that, as you guys did earlier, that you know, these rodeo formats are a little bit different, and there's a lot more events inside one of these rodeos that that you won't see at a normal rodeo anywhere else, just in terms of what the kids all go through in terms of contestant-wise.
And Boyd, you mentioned that there's a specific number that it gets whittled down to qualify for state. But overall, I mean, the finals were in Broken Bow for a long time, and that was like on the east edge of where most of these cowboys and cowgirls come from, and now Hastings even a little farther away from, I guess, what you would say is the Sandhills, and I know that's the majority of where the cowboys and cowgirls come from. But is the sport growing, and are we starting to see more competitors from the eastern two-thirds of the state?
I would say we definitely are, and I think Hastings has been part of that exposure. We have this year in this finals, out of the 154 contestants that qualified, we have a number of them here from the South Central Nebraska region, and I just looking through the program this morning, I noticed some West Point area contestants. And so, you know, I know traditionally people have thought of high school rodeo as kind of that sand hills western Nebraska thing that kids do, but really, as there's more exposure to this sport of rodeo, both at the high school level and as we see through things like the PBR and pro rodeo just becoming a little higher profile sports nationwide, that kids have picked this up all over the state. And so we do see a nice granted, yes, the majority of our contestants are coming from the traditional rodeo area, but I think we're really starting to see the interest pick up in other parts of the state also.
Well, Boyd, we'll let you get back to work over there. I know it's a fun time for all involved, and we hope to get some more folks over there this weekend. Appreciate you telling us all about it this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Take care.
Thank you.
Co-chair Boyd Mingery, Nebraska High School Rodeo Association State Finals going on starting today with some cutting and other events at the Adams County Fairground. The main competition, 9 a.m., 7 p.m., two rodeos Thursday and Friday with the short go finals Saturday afternoon, 1:30, Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. They'll enjoy this warm weather.
I don't think they need it this warm, but nonetheless, they're going to have to deal with that. I think you're going through those entries, you go Mullen, 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 Deadford, Mullen, Mullen, West Point. All right, yeah, there's more from the east this year.
Well, yeah, there's was it Crackmeyer, I believe, was the big name, if I... Going back in time, well, West Point really had a state champion and going on and doing well at nationals and things like that. And so there's West Point's one of those. There's just a rodeo connection there. It's like Wakefield in baseball. I mean, it's just boom, there it is, and then maybe there's not that much around it. But still, you might see a kid come out of the Lincoln area. You just don't see that much from the south and the southeast portion. And one of the main reasons is, it's not economical. Even if you wanted to, these kids, there are two or three high school rodeos every weekend, all in different towns, and 90% of them are west of here. Maybe 100% of them are west of the Tri-Cities. But they're all the way out from almost every town. Like he said, Thedford has one, Hyannis has one, Mullen has one, and they might have it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then they'll go out and have one at Kimball or Bridgeport or Morrill or Mitchell or Harrison or Hayes Center. I mean, they're all over the place.
Don't forget Potter.
But they're all, and then they might go down to Dix or over to Dix.
Get all crazy.
And then they'll slide into Colorado for a couple, and they're just all over the place.
But it's really, you know, you want balance. You want the soccer? Oh, all the teams come from the east to win soccer every year? Well, take that, soccer. Here's your balance.
Let's take a break. We've got a lot of emails in since the show yesterday, some concerning the rant on Stephen A. Smith, some talking about the hottest team in baseball, and may I throw a little water on the Go Cubs Go Fire? Yes, you're going to lose eventually, but did they choke last night? Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting megamen will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
People can take shelter during a storm. Sadly, a new Dodge Charger cannot. Neither can a Chrysler Town & Country, a Jeep Cherokee, or any number of the pre-owned cars and trucks at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That means hundreds of perfectly good vehicles, new and used, suffered hail damage after the recent storm. But that also means you can now own one of these hail-damaged vehicles at a greatly reduced price. All hail the hail sale. You knew it was coming. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, just north of I-80 in Kearney, or at MidwayCDJ.com.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
There's a drive to right field. That ball is well hit, and that ball is gone. Fresno State has come all the way back, and they lead it 6-5.
This is Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, inviting you to join me for every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Side, that'll sneak into right field for a base hit. Hedstrom will score. Wetzel being waved home. He will score. And it's a 17-10 lead. The two-run single for Alan Amati.
Unranked Cinderella like Fresno State's Bulldogs take the underdog role to the championship game tonight on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch.
Like double dog dare you.
Collegiate Baseball sends its best to Omaha for the College World Series 2008. This is Kevin Kugler inviting you to listen in for every inning of every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing, mainly not until late and then into tonight. Otherwise, look for highs of 93 degrees with south winds of 5 to 15. We'll see a slight chance of some storm activity tonight with lows around 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stay my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stay my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. 6 months later, now a big dog status. Name elevated, but I still act average. Rockin' shows in Dallas, all like I play for the Mavericks. West Bank rapping, I'm one of the baddest. French Riviera spying, I'm getting in shape, man. I think I'm super innovative.
Doug and Daddy Show, discussing really important things during the break. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of things, and, you know, we've had time on the show, but sometimes my papers get thrown under other papers. Scott Klebb going to join us, expected here towards the bottom of the hour on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're going to be talking with the Senate hopeful. A little politics, a lot more sports, more Central Nebraska. We're going to ask him what it costs to fill up his vehicle. But that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, I was notified of this a couple days ago, and we had trouble getting the email through. Finally got it through. The minor league, much like the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, is coming up. There is a link if you go to Louisville Bats. Our Drew Anderson has started hitting the ball much, much better. He should be in line for a promotion should an injury take place or something happen to Drew. If you go to the Louisville Bats website, you can click on the link, and there's a place to go to Minor League Baseball All-Star Game, and there's a place you can vote for him. A third of the vote comes from the fan vote. So an opportunity, if you want to help out kind of a young and upcoming kid. Hopefully we can do some good for him and help him out. Go to Louisville Bats. Is it LouisvilleBats.com, Derek?
Yeah, it's Louisville.bats.milb.com.
If you go to Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, you will find Louisville Bats. They're a Cincinnati Reds AAA affiliate.
I voted twice.
You can vote 25 times.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to vote all 25, I think. Well, I don't think. I know.
Well, those of you that have time to vote for 25.
You can vote 25 times.
I know.
But if you want to move up the ranks in golf, Kearney Golf Center is where it's at. Lighted driving range, open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
On a day like this, maybe you want to go out and hit them when it's a little, you know, when the sun goes down. You'll be swinging.
When you get there?
When the sun goes down, you'll be feeling all right.
Bags, putters, balls, gloves, grips, they all await you. Oh, you broke a grip? That's fine. Kevin Kamrath can reshaft. He can re-grip.
You break a lot of grips, Daddy?
You're crashing and burning, aren't you?
Well, if you're swinging it so hard and you're hitting the ground with it after you come out of the bunker.
You're supposed to swing smooth, not hard.
Well, when you hit the ground, it's hard.
Kevin Kamrath could probably tell you that when you take a golf lesson from him. Slow it down.
There you
smooth.
Go. He's given over 38,000 golf lessons. Well, not that many, really, 17,000. Any height or lack thereof, shaft flex, weight of heads, he can do it all. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK, along Highway 30. Hey, 8 target greens, yardage boards are updated as the yardage switches. He's got a short game area as well. Work on your sand play so you don't have to slam the club when you get out of the bunker. Get to Kearney Golf Center today, along Highway 30, south of UNK.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Glad to have you on the program. Hi, Daddy. I have no idea what happened in the last 2 minutes of the program. I guess it's what it's going to be like while I'm on vacation. I apologize. Speaking of golf, McCook's Brandon Crick winning the state match play championship Saturday at Arbor Links. As I went through Nebraska City, I thought, how nice it would be to play on that course, but I will need 2 million golf balls. The story, not necessarily that Brandon won it, but that Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon finished as the runner-up. The junior-to-be at Gibbon High School played all week the week before in the junior match play and won that event. And that was at Gothenburg. Then goes all the way across the state, qualifies with a very good score, gets into it, and then plays again all week and gets into another 36-hole final. I mean, you like playing golf. I hope Josh is getting a little rest. Crick beats him 5-4, but that's pretty amazing.
36 holes. Those guys are walking, too, are they not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Walking, carrying their clubs. They might have the dad, brother, somebody, a friend helping them along, having a caddy, but That's quite the feat. Stroke Play Championship is just around the corner. And speaking of that, Nebraska's J.C. Stevenson out of Grand Island, she picks up a win in another golf tournament that was going on. It is the Western Stroke Play Tournament, which was held at Bayside just outside of Ogallala. She wins it by 6 strokes over Kayla Kanopic of Papillion. And our little freshman-to-be, Danielle Lemick of Donovan, finished at 3rd. She was 9 shots off the lead. Here's the deal. She's going to be good. Evidently, this is a name we're going to have to be watching.
Freshman?
Gonna be.
I don't normally punch girls. But
send your emails anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm going to dive into that Dent Popper inbox here in just a moment. Also, you mentioned the USHL draft, or the NHL draft was held over the weekend. 18 members of the USHL were selected. How many from the Storm? That's right. One less than one. 0.
Who led the way as far as USHL teams go?
John Carlson out of Indiana was the 27th overall selection.
Yeah, overall. First round. That's big for a USHLer to go in the first round. Yeah. That's a big deal.
15 players from the USHL were selected in rounds 3 through 7. In just the first two rounds, there were a couple of guys taken. Three. Patrick. Oh, boy. Wierciach of Omaha. And Jimmy Hayes of Lincoln.
Yeah, I think that's Wierciach.
So Weir Kiatch of Omaha, Hayes of Lincoln, John Carlson of Indiana. I'm not a professional on NHL at all, but Tampa Bay hired Barry Melrose. I want to ask Derek, who's our NHL and USHL aficionado. I am here to tell you right now, well, I want your opinion first, and I'm going to tell you what I think. Barry Melrose, new coach, Tampa Bay, your thoughts?
I think he's going to do a pretty good job. Tampa Bay also had the first overall pick. They picked Stamkos, a guy named Stamkos. He's a center. I think he's going to be one of the guys who will translate directly into the NHL. A lot of times you don't see guys from the draft. It's kind of like baseball. They get drafted in, and then they go to the lower-level teams. Some of the minor league teams work their way up. Last year, only four guys that were drafted in the NHL draft actually played in the NHL that year. This year, only a couple of them are going to do it. The number one pick, Stamkos, should be one of them. He should be the second line center for the Lightning in this upcoming year. But I think Melrose is going to do a good job. He should be a kind of a fresh new feel to the Lightning down there. And he's kind of an old schooler as well, so he'll bring that to it as well. And he brings the mullet. So
you have just scared me more than about any time I've ever been scared on this show.
Really? Why?
Wow.
I know hockey a little bit.
Wow. My brain just went overload on all that's. That's good stuff.
Well, thank you.
That's good stuff. You'll fit in well to the Doug.
Well, tell us
show.
What you think, Doug, because everybody's been waiting for that.
Yeah, because I'll be doing the predicting of all football this year, since I'm right all the time. 2 years, he will not be coaching at Tampa Bay. To come out in your press conference and say, it won't be pleasant when we lose, you've been out of the game too long, Barry. Ain't going to happen. That ain't the way it is anymore. You're not working with guys that just want to play hockey. You're working with guys that are getting a paycheck. And hockey is getting to the place where baseball, football, basketball is. You cannot bring that attitude and expect it to work on a team that's not winning.
That's true, and they have talent there, but you get down to their third lines, their third offensive lines, their third defensive lines. Not a whole. I mean, those are kind of your gritty guys, your guys that are just taking up a bit of ice time out there. They do still have Vinny LeCavalier on their first line. He'll be a good center to kind of show the ropes to their new guy Stamkos, the second line center, who should be the second line center this year. But I don't know. I like Melrose's old school style there.
Well, I think his old school style is going to fit in well because has he been out of it 13 years? He comes back rejuvenated, new energy. I think those guys like that energy. No one wants to lose in any professional ranks, much like you're seeing with the Kansas City Royals getting it turned around.
I'm kind of with Doug, though. It's going to be it will be a struggle this first year or two to get that organization turned around.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. If bad weather's dinged your car, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks. In downtown Kearney. This is from Jeff in Kearney. He says, until recently, I've always been an American League supporter. But as the Royals tear through their interleague schedule, I'm beginning to change my mind. DeJesus and Guillen finally got things going, and Mike Avilas is looking to be a mainstay. It's nearly July, and the games back category still in the single digits. Can these winning ways continue? Stay tuned from Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff in Kearney.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Another win last night for your Kansas City Royals, 7-3. And you know what? Last night they did it ways we don't see them do it. They jumped out 2-1, then they got it to 4-1. Then the Rockies closed it to 4-3, and then that's usually where you say nighty-night Royals. No. The Royals come back. Alex Gordon, a two-run home run. Zach Greinke matching a career high with 10 strikeouts. The Royals beat the Rockies 7-3. They've won four in a row, nine of their last 10, all in interleague. They are 11-3 in interleague play, which is the best in Major League Baseball. And the Royals, I believe, are eight. Is it eight or is it seven now? Games back.
Eight games back
in the American League. I mean, you throw out that disastrous, and maybe it helped them, but you throw out that disastrous 12-game losing streak, and we said it on opening day, Daddy. We said it on opening day. The only way the Royals can be a 500 team is to avoid long losing streaks, and they have had two of them so far this year.
Douglas, I think you're correct. It's 7.5 back with the win last night. So Kansas City Royals, well within striking distance. At least they're hanging around. And you don't see those big numbers put up like they have in the past. Kind of like, well, Seattle is right now. Ooh, 19.5? Ugh, that's ugly. No, you don't want to see that, and that's what we've had to deal with the Kansas City Royals. But getting it put together, it seemed to be during that losing streak. When they get pitching, they wouldn't get hitting. When they get hitting, they wouldn't get pitching. Now it's all kind of coming together. You got people playing well. The guys are having a good time, and 9 out of 10. we'll take it.
Well, and we'll get to the Cubs in a little bit. But as promised, and on time, which is very good, always good to be on time, we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show today, making his residence. Well, we talked rodeo, and I know Scott knows something about that. He's in Hastings, and now a Senate hopeful. Scott Klebb joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Scott, it is a pleasure to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here, guys.
Well, now we have to start off with the Royals. You know, Kansas City Royals, we have to find out your allegiances here because, obviously, this could sway the voting public. Royals, Cubs, Yankees, where does your allegiance lie?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I've had some difficult questions in my day, but I think this is up there with some of the more difficult ones. You know, John F. Kennedy once said when he was asked about, you know, who he's going to support, Navy or Notre Dame, he said, well, I'm going to pray for one and root for the other. How's that for a Dodge guy?
Well, I tell you, you're on your game. You are on your game. We want to talk a little sports. We want to talk a little politics. But a couple things that I looking at the bio and finding out, digging, I guess, deeper than some people want to dig. Very interesting. Your background, I think maybe some people believe you were in Nebraska your entire life, but that's not necessarily the case. You were growing up and went to school overseas, and if I got this right, your parents taught the kids of American servicemen and soldiers overseas. Kind of fill us in on what your childhood was like and maybe the exact where I'm going with what your childhood and what your family life was like growing up then.
Sure, you pretty well got it. I mean, my roots have been here in Nebraska. I mean, my, you know, great grandparents came over here and homesteaded, and this is where my family's from. But my folks both decided to serve their country by going overseas, and like you said, teaching the sons and daughters of military folks stationed overseas. And so I was raised on a military base. Did go to school there for a period of time, and then came back here. Started working on a cattle ranch up in the Sand Hills of Nebraska, just north of Kearney, a little town called Dunning, Nebraska, up by Broken Bow. And so that's kind of where my family's from, but you're right. I was raised on a military base and spent a good deal of time overseas, too.
And can we? Is this secret covert operation, or do we know where that was overseas?
Well, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. No, it was in Vicenza, Italy. It was a third of the 325 Airborne Detachment, which did a lot of work. Remember the no-fly zone that we had in Operation Provide Comfort in northern Iraq? This was between the two Gulf Wars. That was the detachment that was first in. They also went into Rwanda when we, back in 1994, went into Rwanda. And so it's an airborne detachment based overseas. It's also the Southern European Task Force headquarters, which is basically all of Southern Europe and the Mediterranean. The headquarters is based there, too. So it was Vicenza, Italy, is where it was.
Interestingly enough, our producer grew up in Germany on a army base as well.
Yeah, I was on Würzburg, Leighton Barracks in Würzburg, Germany, kind of southern Germany. And I know Vicenza down there in Italy, I know they had a lot better weather than we did up in Germany.
That's for sure. The weather was good, I have to say. The weather was good.
They drank more in Germany, though, right?
Yeah, we did enjoy some of the brew, that's for sure.
They didn't have as much air conditioning, though, so the summers did get hot, I got to tell you.
Scott, what was sports like? I understand that you played a little soccer and wrestled a little bit in high school, got into the rodeo in college. What was your perspective of what sports was like growing up in Italy?
Well, sports, like everywhere, it's a place where folks learn a whole lot of things, not only just the value of teamwork, but it's also a release. I mean, sports is the greatest release that we have, and it's the same wherever you are in the country. And so I did play soccer. I played soccer with the high school team. I also played on my the Italian team there. I played a lot of soccer, and as you know, soccer is a huge, I mean, it's a national sport over there. The kids start playing at about 6 years old, and cities shut down during the World Cup. I mean, a whole city shut down. They put up a big TV in the middle of the square, and the entire town comes out. And we're talking about thousands of people to come out. It's a lot like, the World Series or the Super Bowl when the teams from different towns win, but it's just the whole community shuts down. And when Italy won the World Cup, church bells were ringing. I mean, it really, they had a holiday for 3 days afterwards. It's just, it's a remarkable thing. But sports is the same everywhere. It's a tremendous release for all of us, and especially now. I mean, you're looking at the things that folks are facing, higher gas prices, higher fuel prices. You know, it's just home foreclosures across the country, and sports is that great release that so many of us need.
Scott, you hit the nail on the head where I was going next. I think a lot of people out there thought I'd venture into the gay marriage subject. I'm gonna stay away from that and talk about these fuel prices, if you will. What is going to happen, and what, if you were to do something about it, could be done to get these back in a reasonable range?
Boy, let me tell you, the bigger issue here, well, two things. The first, the most immediate thing we can do, there was a report that just came out a couple of days ago with the speculation in the market right now is actually driving up costs in ways we've never seen before. And there's a couple of bills now that are being talked about, and that we've got to do something to bring down that speculation, where we could actually cut in half what the price of a barrel is, which obviously impacts what the cost of gas is or diesel is when we put it in our tanks or our irrigation pivots or whatever. So first and foremost, you know, we started to release oil from the strategic oil reserve, which is important. Second thing is we've got to get this speculation under control, because they're talking about it being as much as $50 or $60 added to a price of a barrel of oil. The bigger question here is, and how did we get to this point? I mean, when we were first talking about energy, you know, our dependence on foreign oil, our dependence on oil in particular, that we really have had no leadership on this issue whatsoever. You go back the last two decades, that there has not really been any sort of coherent or comprehensive strategy to reduce our dependence on oil or even foreign oil. And, you know, we all know what those things are, what the things are that we should and can be investing in. Look, it's just like our stock portfolios, right? You want to diversify your stock portfolio so that any one shock doesn't hit you over the head, that you're not dependent on that one source. We can do the same thing with the way we produce energy. You know, biofuels are a part of this. Wind is a part of this. Solar is a part of this. They're actually taking, this is amazing, in algae, when algae actually capture the sunlight, they release a tremendous amount of energy. There's now a plant that is actually capturing that energy and fueling whole buildings and cities. I mean, the potential that exists out there for producing energy in ways that we'd never thought about. Nuclear is another thing we should be looking at. That's all there, and yet we've been buried in oil. Oil is going to be a part of our future, there's no question about it, but we should be doing so much more, and we haven't. That's the biggest oversight, I think, of the past, and I'll go back two decades.
Scott, the gerbil that's running on the wheel of my head had to stop and take a nap. it's really worn out. There's a lot of thinking going on. You know, ethanol is such a big part of the economy right here in central Nebraska, and we see these plants going up. The great part of that is, it gets rid of the dependence on oil, but the water issue comes up too, and it takes so much water to produce ethanol. Your thoughts?
Real quick on the gerbil. I wonder if I wonder if that distiller's grain could feed that gerbil and get it back going.
There you go.
You know, water is going to be increasingly important, and the good thing about the ethanol plants that are coming online now is, you know, look, I like to golf, like a lot of folks like to golf, but the ethanol plant just over east of Kearney, where you guys are, in Central City, they actually use less water now than the golf course does. So we're getting better at finding ways to, you know, increase efficiencies as well as reduce the water impact that these newer plants are coming online, that they're producing more energy and they're using less water. So, you know, the science is there, the research is there. What really hasn't been there is the leadership to sort of push this where we need to go. And so there are good things coming online. They're getting more efficient, better use of water. And the best thing about these ethanol plants is they're beginning to seep into people's minds that we can produce energy in new ways, and we can invest in the infrastructure that's going to be necessary to transport that oil. I mean, rail lines and pipelines and, you know, the whole facilities. And so it's a good development. And we're doing it real smart now with finding ways of using less water.
U.S. Senate hopeful Scott Klebb talking a little politics, talking a little sports with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I know you got more appointments to get to, so we'll limit to about one, maybe two more questions. Scott, I guess the question I have for a lot of people that get into politics, what was the one thing when, I mean, this isn't the first time you've run, what is the one thing that said, you know what, I want to go to Washington? There had to be an issue. There had to be one or two issues or something like that that really made you perk up and say, I can do something about this. Is that the case?
It is. And, you know, if it really comes down to it, the folks that I know, the folks that that I've been talking to for a long time and working with, folks are getting squeezed right now. It's, you know, higher fuel costs, higher health care costs, higher school costs. Wages have been stagnant for a long time, and there's just a lot of people feeling some pain. Now, we have the potential right now to make the changes that we know have to happen, to support our smaller businesses, to support the education that we know can happen, to support a new energy economy. All that stuff's got to happen. And we are living right now, and this is a great time to be involved in politics, because people are recognizing that this moment in our nation's history is so important. You know, I got two little girls. I got a 7-year-old and I got an 11-month-old. And the choices that we make right now in our future are going to impact their life. We've got $9 trillion worth of debt. When my baby girl was born 11 months ago, she was born with $30,000 worth of debt on her head. We've got to start making changes. We've got to start building up a new energy economy. We've got to start better investing better in our economic futures. We've got to start doing better to invest in health care so that more people can have access to health care. Because if we don't right now, look, I'm passing that indecision and that lack of willingness to actually do something today, I'm passing that on to my 11-year-old, and I can't afford to do that. So many people are recognizing that this moment right now, they've got to get involved. And we all know what the changes are that have to happen. For me, my reasons were my two little girls. That's it.
Scott, I think a lot of interesting things coming up. I think if you look to the north of us and you see Canada, your thoughts about taking over Canada and using some of their resources, I've always thought it's a great opportunity. It would take about 3 days.
Wow.
Boy, international incident right here in central Nebraska.
Could you get Daddy on your staff when elected and get him out of, you know, I'm sure he would be somewhere you could find a spot for him on your staff.
Only if he promises to watch Canadian Bacon every day. If you watch that movie every day, you're on.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you giving us some time. I know it's a long time until November, and maybe we'll get to chat with you again. Enjoy the sports world and enjoy all the traveling that's coming up between now and then.
Hey, I love this, guys. Politics is noble and honorable if done for the right reason, so I love it. Be happy to be back on your show anytime.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
U.S. Senate hopeful Scott Klebb joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, teaching in Hastings, ranch up around Broken Bow, Thedford area, as he talked about. Grew up overseas. Just, you know, it's one of those things where you get to learn more about somebody. And I guess I know we're a sports show and we talk a little bit about both, but I think it's interesting to find out. You know, you don't know that. I didn't know that until 2 days ago, most of that stuff. So interesting. Derek, you know, he talked a little bit about the sports overseas. Is it vastly different? I mean, you can't say that you grew up in Italy and know, but from some of what he was saying, was it pretty much right on?
Yeah, it's pretty much right on. I mean, all of Europe, I mean, obviously it's soccer, and more soccer. Basketball is coming up over there now, but they still have no grasp of really anything else outside of soccer. And he's right. I mean, hey, when somebody wins, it doesn't matter if the Italian team in the Italian league wins, if the Italian team in the Italian second division league wins in Germany. I mean, if the, you know, Germany wins the European tournament right now, it's just an absolute party. Whoever wins, I mean, cities shut down for days at a time when somebody wins. You can't get out and drive. When Bayern Munich won the Meisterschaft, which is the championship of German soccer a couple of years ago when I was still living overseas, we couldn't go out downtown Kitzingen, which is the city of about 30,000 right outside where I lived. It was just, I mean, there were people everywhere, horns honking, flags waving, people partying for days.
Anybody naked?
I don't know. I didn't see anybody naked. I wasn't seeing very clearly myself at the time. So,
but where he grew up in Italy, nice weather, beaches, hot ladies.
Yes, yeah. He's right down there on the beach, and I think that's more of an Air Force deal down there too. And they have more funding than us Army jokers.
Well, they play sand volleyball. Didn't you see Top Gun?
Oh, wow. We've got more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, but Wimbledon is on. Roger Federer is currently playing. He's up a set in 4-3 in the second. So you got Wimbledon. You've got more golf going on this week. You've got Major League Baseball.
Women's Open.
That's right, U.S. Women's Open. Where else would you want to watch it all? The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney in Grand Island. It's the best place to watch sports in town. 42-inch flat screens all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they're going to feed you. They're going to give you something to drink. play a little Keno while you're there. They've got lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. They're very proud of their burgers. They've got great selection of burgers. It's not just chicken, but the wings, excellent, over a dozen different flavors. If you love pizza, they've got a whole bunch of pizza, and they're all good. The Drunk Italian, my personal favorite. Pepper Jackaroni, also like that one. Very, very good. They've expanded the menu. They've got appetizers. They've got anything you would want. So whether you just need a light snack or a full meal, or if you just want to come in and have a beverage and watch some sports on TV, it's there for you. It's right downtown Grand Island, right downtown Kearney. It's the Chicken Coop. We're going to take a break, and I'll get into the Cubs and whatever else Daddy wants to talk about after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What's the address of Wrigley Field?
1060 West Addison Street.
All right, how would you classify the phrase, hey, batter, no batter, swing, batter, swing?
As infield chatter? Come on.
What's a backdoor slider?
A pitch that appears to be out of the strike zone but then breaks over the plate. Next.
All right, tell me, who is the official bank of Major League Baseball?
Bank of America, where I can sign up for MLB banking and get my favorite team's logo on my credit card, checks, and statements. I'll even earn points to redeem for autographed memorabilia and VIP experiences whenever I make purchases with my Extra Bases credit card.
Now, passionate fans like you can make every day game day and get rewarded with MLB banking from Bank of America. Learn more or sign up at your local banking center or at bankofamerica.com/MLB.
Hey, do you know the time?
8:35.
Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. MLB credit cards are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties, Inc. Visit the official website at MLB.com. Copyright 2008 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Hello, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping. If you're thinking about installing an underground sprinkler system for your lawn, remember the most important component to a sprinkler system is the contractor who installs it. The contractor will determine if you are happy with your investment, both short and long term. Benjamin's Landscaping has been installing quality sprinkler systems since 1978. We have been there for you in the past and we will be there in the future. Contact Benjamin's Landscaping today for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing, mainly not until late and then into tonight. Otherwise, look for highs of 93 degrees with south winds of 5 to 15. We'll see a slight chance of some storm activity tonight with lows around 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
I'll be back. Doug and Daddy show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to let you know that Matt and the gang at Curbit, they're bringing life to landscapes, whether it be residential or commercial. You can call today.
So at my house or at my work.
Boom goes the dynamite.
So, like, house, take care of it. Work, take care of it.
Well, either way, you're going to call them for a free estimate.
Well, duh.
And they're going to come out. Call them today, 308-237-4805. That'd be 4805.
So, like, the storm came through and it wrecked a bunch of your trees, and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your yard now. Do you plant some trees? You know, it gives you many more options now. Now, the storm's not good that we've had. The storms that we've had, not good. But obviously, Matt and the gang might be able to help you out and get your yard and your house or your workspace back to what you want.
Well, the versatility they offer is certainly one of their trademark qualities.
Obviously. Versatile is good.
They're going to give your landscaping a unique look and several different applications to choose from. Want to put in flower beds? Boom goes the dynamite. Tree edging, pathways, walkways. Boom goes the dynamite. They can do it all. Water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Curbant are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Call Matt and the gang today or check them out on the internet at curbant.net.
And boom goes the dynamite.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken and Kearney fires again. Since Alex hit a home run last night, I expected a tongue lashing from Serpent Tongue Doug today.
Yeah.
Because Ken was bashing Alex for swinging it or not swinging at pitches. So have at it. What I really wanted you to discuss is the broken bats in baseball this year. Don't know if you saw the ump get nailed by a broken bat in the Royals game last night, but Paul Splittorff said there is a battle going on between baseball and bat manufacturers. Apparently, yes. Bats are now made from maple, and they were made from ash before. They said George Brett used maybe 5 bats in a year. Hell, they go through that in a week. Ken.
That's interesting, and Ken may be very, very right on this, but it's one way or the other. I thought they used to be made of maple, and now they're made of ash, and the ash is not as strong. You know, whatever's made now is not as strong. And there are concerns out there for the safety of a player and for the safety of fans, obviously sitting in the lower decks, because they are shattering so many bats. And this is I think the governing body of baseball is taking a look at this, and there will certainly be changes made. And then you're going to hear a lot more about this.
We have Scott Klebb, and he uses governing body just like that. The enhancement of education today is already showing.
Well, gerbil started running again.
That's unbelievable. Speaking of running, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center
just
has running shoes.
Can.
And if you just want to walk, they've
holding
got flip-flops.
Holding one another's hand.
Rider, Nike, Adidas, they've got everything you need from top to bottom. That means caps and visors, T-shirts, shorts. If you're out there working out, Adidas and Nike, Steve and Steve and the gang have them there. If you're getting ready for volleyball or football, either camp or practice or the All-Star game's coming up. See Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's top name brand.
Only sound.
Back after this. Good God.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Amon Days Donation Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer. Relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Amon, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
So many travel services choose to advertise in the blue envelope because they know it's a great way to help their businesses really take off. From rebates at retailers to discounts on dental care to coupons for car service, there's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725 or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Doug and Daddy's show. I don't know what you'll be raising July 11th during the third annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest live and on location at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. We have prizes of all kinds given away, but you have to be there. Some will go to the contestants. Some will just go to the folks that are at Hilltop Mall because it's going on during their sidewalk sales July 11th through the 13th. We're glad to have Troutman's back on board providing the hot dogs, so you've got the best quality hot dogs in the area. You've got some top competitors from the area. And if you are interested in being part of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, if you're one of those guys or gals that's been spouting off all year long about how you could do well, all you have to do is email the show and get your entry in, and then we will give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but probably a thumbs up. You get a half hour to eat as many hot dogs. There will be gift cards and championship trophies going to the winner. Everybody that competes gets something. And all you have to do is email us at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you eat anything besides a Troutman hot dog. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
The t-shirts are spectacular, by the way.
Yes, we have brand new special t-shirts this year. Let's go back to the Debt Popper inbox. They're just rolling in. Yesterday, you were hammering on Stephen A. Smith. I couldn't listen to the show yesterday. This is from Sean and Carney. But when I got home, my wife was telling me about your comments. Woohoo, female listeners! How you were talking about Stephen A. Smith. And I wanted to tell you that there were at least two people that were sad it was taken off the air. My wife and I listened to Stephen A. every day and loved it. The guy was the most theatrical, over-the-top personality on the air. He was very entertaining. Whether you agreed with what he said or not was beside the point. He was always energetic and sincere and passionate about what he was talking about. I think all correct. As a matter of fact, his show was one of the things that brought the two of us close. We were only dating before I got her to listen to ESPN Radio once, and she liked Stephen A. It was just one more thing we could talk about at the end of the day. Anyway, I love your show, and I wish Doug would keep some of his negativity and bias out, but I can deal with it. Bo Big Red. Bo Big Red, Sean Incarnate.
Very good email, Sean. God, we all wish that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, did you know that the Boston Celtics NBA championship clincher against the Lakers was this week's most watched program? 16.9 million viewers watched that. Up. That was the highest NBA rating and since the 04 finals. So a lot of people took part and watched Game 6 and when the Celtics clinched.
Let's go to a hot dog eating participant. Our friend Bob Hamer has sent us this email. I have my Alex Gordon bobblehead. Do you? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I don't think the Cubs choked last night, even though those three straight strikeouts to end the game were ugly. But the game wasn't lost there. It was lost earlier when Michael Wirtz gave up three runs in an inning. His job is to shut down the opponent and keep the Cubs in the game. He didn't do it. And Bob goes on to say, let me know about the hot dog eating contest. I'm in training as we speak. But the Cubs, I before we get out of here, I promise to talk about the Cubs. They were down 7-1 last night. They could have won away gracefully to the Baltimore Orioles playing their first ever game at Wrigley Field. But no, they come back, cut it to 7-5. And if I'm right, they had the tying runs on base in the eighth, and then the bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth.
Put it in play.
There was a question about bunting to get the first run in, and then having runners at second and third with one out were only a sacrifice fly.
Would tie it up.
But nobody put the ball in play. And did you see the pitches they were striking out on? Heeloo!
Way outside, in the dirt.
Everywhere. The Cubs, when it's all said and done, should have won that baseball game last night and did not. But the Cubs, playing well enough, they should be able to bounce back from that. But, of course, the important point is nobody is playing better baseball right now than your Kansas City Royals.
That's what we're talking about. 9 out of the last 10, Royals are on quite a run. Hopefully they can continue on, get the pitching and the hitting to coincide and keep getting more W's in that.
College World Series tonight, Daddy. Georgia, Fresno State. I took Georgia at the start. Nobody's believing in Fresno State. It's the Doug and Daddy poll question, your last day to vote on it on a website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you think's going to win? Georgia, Fresno State. You can vote now, Daddy.
Georgia's got to win if the student manager's pitching for Fresno.
I still like Georgia. Coming up on the program tomorrow, John Cerny, head football coach at Bancroft Rosalie, will join us to talk about the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game, which is at Doan on Saturday. We'll also talk with the new head women's basketball coach of Hastings College, Jeff Dittmer. We want to thank U.S. Senate hopeful Scott Klebb for joining us on the show today, and Boyd Mingery, co-chair of the high school rodeo that begins today in Hastings, for joining us on the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!